Saint Therese of Lisieux touched the heart of Padre Pio in ways that might surprise you. As we get ready to honor her feast day tomorrow, I'd love to share how her simple yet powerful spirituality shaped one of the most beloved saints of our time. Stay tuned to discover the remarkable spiritual bond between them.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Tomorrow we celebrate the feast day of Saint Therese of Lisieux, the beloved little flower. Now, some of you might be wondering, what does Saint Therese have to do with Padre Pio? Well, it might not be widely known, but Padre Pio had a special connection to Saint Therese even before she was canonized. In fact, he predicted that she would one day be declared a saint. But more on that a bit later. Before we dive into her profound influence on Padre Pio's spirituality, allow me to briefly introduce Saint Therese for those who may not yet be familiar with her. Much can be said, but here are the very basics. Saint Therese of Lisieux, also known as Therese of the Child Jesus, was born in 1873 in Alençon, France. At the young age of 15, she entered the Carmelite convent in Lisieux, where she lived a life marked by humility, simplicity, and a childlike trust in God. Despite her brief life, she died at just 24 years old, her writings earned her the honor of being declared the youngest doctor of the Church. Her spirituality, known as the Little Way, teaches us to do small things with great love. She believed that it is not the magnitude of our actions, but the love with which we do them that matters most to God. Padre Pio became acquainted with her spirituality through his confessor, Father Agostino, who introduced him to Therese's famous autobiography, Story of a Soul, in 1912. This book profoundly influenced Padre Pio, leading him to adopt her mystical language and her spiritual outlook. In a letter to Father Agostino, Padre Pio expressed how deeply he identified with Therese. He admired her desire for a hidden life and her self-perception as nothing. Therese wrote about offering herself to the child Jesus as a toy to be treated as he pleased. Padre Pio resonated with this sentiment, referring to himself as a toy of the child Jesus, and lamenting only that he might soil the divine hands that played with him. Padre Pio's relationship with Saint Therese was deeper than many biographers have noted. For example, an image of her always stood beside him in the confessional, symbolizing her guidance in his priestly ministry. Furthermore, Padre Pio's biographer, Maria Winowska, recounts in her book, Padre Pio Destigmatized, how a French woman once asked Padre Pio to bless a photograph of Therese she had brought with her. However, this was before Therese's canonization. Padre Pio declined, explaining he couldn't bless the image because she wasn't canonized yet. But he prophesied that Therese would one day be canonized. True to his words, Therese was indeed later canonized on October 17, 1925. In fact, Monsignor Thomas Gregory Combaccio, Archbishop of Salto, Uruguay, and other notable figures, reported seeing Padre Pio at the ceremony. These accounts, shared with Cardinal Eugenio Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII, confirmed Padre Pio's mystical presence through bilocation. Padre Pio not only admired Therese, but also encouraged his spiritual children to follow her little way of spiritual childhood, which involves approaching God with the simplicity and trust of a child. In a letter to his spiritual daughter, Rafaelina Cerase, he praised Therese as an example of a soul completely detached from itself and filled with God. He urged Rafaelina to strive for the same with God's help. One of the most moving expressions of her little way of loving God in all things, especially through small acts done with great love, is found in her poem, Living on Love. Let's listen to her words. Living on love is giving without limit, without claiming any wages here below. I give without counting, truly sure that when one loves, one does not keep count. Overflowing with tenderness, I have given everything to his divine heart. Lightly I run. I have nothing left but my only wealth, living on love. Living on love is banishing all fear, all memory of past faults. I see no imprint of my sins. In a moment, love has burned everything. Divine flame, O very sweet blaze, I make my dwelling in your heart. It's my heart rampart, living on love. Living on love is keeping within oneself a great treasure in an earthen vase. My beloved, my weakness is extreme. Ah, I am far from being an angel from heaven. But if I fall at each hour, you come to my aid, lifting me up. At each moment, you give me your grace. I live on love. Living on love is sailing unceasingly, sowing peace and joy in every heart. Beloved pilot, charity impels me, for I see you in my sister's souls. Charity is my only star. In its brightness, I sail straight ahead. I have my motto written on my sail, living on love. Living on love when Jesus is sleeping is rest on stormy seas. Oh, do not fear, Lord, that I will wake you. I am waiting in peace for heaven's shore. Faith will soon tear its veil. My hope is to see you one day. Charity swells and pushes my sail. I live on love. Living on love, O my divine master, is begging you to spread your fire in the holy, sacred soul of your priest. May he be purified by your sacred flame. I want to keep my heart in your fire, to dwell in its heavenly peace. May I remain ever in your burning heart. I live on love. Living on love, my love is never at rest. I must, with joy, climb Calvary every day. I see the cross as my most precious treasure. On the cross, I live without any fear. For since then, I have discovered his heart. I feel its blood seeping into my veins. This is my joy and my hope, living on love. Living on love is to imitate the Virgin Mary, bathing your feet. Holy Cross, O my divine King, as she did so sweetly. My love will go as far as the morning of glory, until I can go to heaven. This is the way I live now and forevermore, living on love. In conclusion, the profound connection between Padre Pio and Saint Therese of Lisieux highlights a spiritual kinship characterized by shared humility, love for Jesus, and dedication to self-sacrifice. As we honor Saint Therese tomorrow, let us draw inspiration from her life and seek her intercession in our own spiritual journeys. If any of you watching have read her autobiography and would recommend it to others, please let us know in the comment section below. Padre Pio and Saint Therese, pray for us. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.